Welcome to North Star Church. At North Star, our desire is to lead people to follow Jesus Christ and not simply go to church, but to be the church. The following message is by Jeff Noble, lead pastor and teacher at our Blacksburg, Virginia campus. You can find more information about North Star, including recent podcasts, news, upcoming events, and so much more at northstarfamily.org. Thanks for listening, and we hope you enjoy today's message.
When we say the word evangelist, it comes from the Greek of euangelizo, which means good news bearer, messenger. So these shepherds literally became the world's first people to spread the good news that a Savior had been born for all peoples. Nothing held them back from sharing this good news. They were intent on proclaiming it, and Scripture is clear that it says, after seeing them, they reported the message they were told about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. And then in verse 20, it says, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had seen and heard, which were just as they had been told. Tonight, we have such blessed perspective of knowing that this baby grew up to be our Savior, taking my sins and your sins upon himself on a cross and dying so that anybody that might confess faith in his name might have hope and salvation forever. All these shepherds knew was good news, that the one they had waited for so long had appeared. And they were eager to go and tell it on their mountains. They were eager to proclaim this good news. Tonight, with our perspective, I wonder if we too must remind ourselves what one of the shepherds said to Joseph. People must know. People must know. Church of Jesus Christ, at Christmas, we, followers of Jesus, have no excuse for not making much of Jesus in our conversations, on our social media platforms, in our relationships, in our places of work and employment. We have the greatest news that history has ever received. And we must become more like these shepherds at Christmas who could not help but go and tell it. It is so important for us to proclaim Jesus. And so tonight I want to issue you a gracious but a firm challenge for this Christmas season. I want you to go and tell about Jesus on your mountains before Christmas Day. That you proclaim your faith and your trust and your hope firmly and confidently and joyfully in Jesus Christ to coworkers, to family, to friends. It's far, far too easy for you to do that on social media because you can hide behind a phone or a computer screen and do so. But can I encourage you to also put yourself out there so there's a digital record of this Christmas, you declaring your faith in Christ, and for you to make that a habit of yours that you consistently proclaim your hope and your faith and your love for King Jesus, for what he has done in your life and your family's life and your friends' lives. May we also adopt the expression that people must know. You see, people need to see Jesus. People want to see Jesus, especially in 2020. What a terrible year. But now, more than ever, people need to know that there is a Savior, that there is an answer, that there is a person that they can depend upon for their hope, their faith, for their forgiveness, for reconciliation, and his name is Jesus. I think too often we get prideful, and we begin to count our reputations as being more important than Jesus' reputation. We don't want people to think we're radical. We don't want people to think we're weird or we're overly spiritual or otherworldly, and so we hold our tongues, fearful of what people will think of us. But it's very clear, Paul said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the message. I'm not ashamed to spread the word that God has come in human form, and his name is Jesus." In John chapter 12, verse 20, there's this powerful passage here. And it says, "There were some Greeks among those who went up to worship at the festival. And so they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they requested of him, 'Sir, we want to see Jesus.' Philip went and told Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus." You see, it's really easy as a disciple of Jesus, as Philip and Andrew and Peter all were, it's really easy to begin to take ownership of Jesus, to become so overly familiar with Jesus that we tend to think that Jesus belongs to us. This is my personal Savior. And here's this beautiful picture of non-Jews coming to Philip with the request, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." In other words, "Philip, we know that you're close to him. Can you leverage your closeness with Jesus and get us an introduction to him?" Church of Jesus, you need to understand that there are people in Blacksburg and Christiansburg and the New River Valley and in our world who want to see Jesus. And we don't need to be the people that stand between them and Jesus, claiming Jesus as our own personal Savior and holding the news to ourselves. Jesus doesn't belong to us. He belongs to humanity. And so this Christmas, I would say, don't get in the way of people who want to see Jesus. Proclaim him, share him, post about him, draw about him, write about him. Share your faith with a world that wants to see Jesus. We know that people are hungry for meaning. They're hungry for hope. They're hungry for good news. They're desperate to know that there is forgiveness still in our world. And they look at the world and they see the brokenness and they see pandemics and they see cultural turmoil and division and chaos and mean-spiritedness, and they are exhausted. And we have a message of Christmas that is for all people. It is good news for all people. It is gospel. Don't neglect to share the message of Jesus this Christmas. In spite of what the world will do to you or has done to you, go and tell it. Go and tell it on the mountain, over the hills, and everywhere. Go and tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Even when enslaved, the slaves would sing. Even in the darkest nights, we also should sing and we should share and we should say that Jesus Christ has been born. In Acts chapter 5, after Jesus had ascended back into heaven and the church was growing and exploding and the disciples were still in Jerusalem proclaiming this message of the gospel of hope and salvation and forgiveness in Christ alone, the high priest and the religious people got really jealous and frustrated with the disciples, and they began to try to arrest them as much as they could. And Acts chapter 5 records one of these moments. In verse 17 it says, "Then the high priest rose up, he and all who were with him, who belonged to the party of the Sadducees. They were all filled with jealousy. And so they arrested the apostles and they put them in the public jail. But an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail during the night. He brought them out, and he said, go and stand in the temple and tell the people all about this life. And hearing this, they entered the temple at daybreak, and they began to teach. See, heaven is insistent on the message getting out. Heaven will knock down prison doors. It will allow prisoners to escape. In fact, as we're in a study of Philippians that we'll jump back into in January, we'll be reminded that Paul and Silas sang from a Philippian prison praises to God. In our darkest night, in our times of need, in moments of cultural and global chaos, Christians tell about the gospel. It's the only hope for mankind. There's only one name under heaven by which we may be saved, and his name is Jesus. And so we celebrate Christmas by talking about Jesus, by sharing our faith and our hope in Jesus. We don't just celebrate Christmas by eating and unwrapping gifts and giving and receiving and traveling and blessing and decorating. The primary way that we as followers of Jesus Christ celebrate Christmas is we make much of him by telling others about him. Let us not remain silent this Christmas. Silent Night is a beautiful song to sing, but may our voices not be silent about Jesus this season. Jesus Christ is born. Now I'm going to invite our worship team to come back, and we're going to sing with them, Go Tell It on the Mountain. So as they come back up, I want to also remind you this Christmas, if you're a member or regular attender of North Star, today you got an email from us reminding you about our holiday missions offering. It's been really difficult this season, especially not being able to pass baskets and communicate clearly about our holiday missions offering. But we want to remind you the importance of giving. When we receive our holiday missions offering every year, 100% of it is given away to missions and ministries with whom we partner. And so it is our delight to bless them through our generosity. And so however you give, if you give online or if you want to leave something in the baskets on your way out, make sure that you designate that as a holiday missions offering. And if you've also brought your regular offering, we encourage you to give that with a cheerful heart as well. Let's stand and let's worship. And as we worship, let this be a cry of our hearts, not only that we're going to sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain, but we're going to commit to go and share the gospel on our mountains.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Oh, tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born.
We're so glad you found this message today. You can find more resources, including previous podcasts, at northstarfamily.org. Thanks again for listening, and we hope to see you next time at North Star Church.